Hello!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Beaker Bros. I'm Sonia.
I'm Janooni.
And we drink out of beakers.
Because we're bros.
Clink.
Ha. Anyways. Go, Sonia.
All right. Today's an important conversation that we're going to have. More important than some of our previous episodes.
They keep getting important every single time.
Each time, but today especially. And that's because we're talking about good old birth control.
We do want to say before we start this that we are not medical professionals at all.
No.
The information that we do provide is based on research that we do that we will provide links below if you want to check out the resources.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just what we've gathered from our personal research.
Yep. And with that being said, we'll start off by going over a couple different types of birth control options.
Did you know there were 12 types?
I did not know that.
Now you know.
Did you know the condom was invented 5,000 years ago?
How?
It stems back to the Bronze Age.
What happened to the Gold Age?
There's the Gold Age.
Okay.
I think we've veered away from the point. Long story short, yeah. Birth control methods have been available for centuries.
But, like, millennia. Who thought of creating the condom?
Probably someone that didn't want to get their significant other pregnant.
But, like, how did they know? Like, did they understand how, like, it worked then? Like, sexual intercourse worked? Because then for them to be like, oh, doing this would stop someone getting pregnant.
I feel like it's been known for
5,000 years?
Yeah, longer than that.
Damn.
You can look into that. How long has it been known that...
When was sex invented? So when I Googled when sex was invented, it says 385 million years ago.
Wow.
The planet's first act of sex happened between two prehistoric fish.
Well, the more you know, I didn't know that. It really interesting.
Yeah.
But today we'll go over a little bit more of modern type forms of birth control.
Yeah.
And
the 12 types? Did you want to run 12, through them?
Yeah, so... excuse me. According to Planned Parenthood, there's 12 main types of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
First being permanent birth control, and that is the act of getting medical procedures such as tubal ligation or vasectomies, where it's either, for vasectomies, you cut the vas deferens, I think it is, or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the tubal ligation in women is where you get your tubes tied.
Yep.
So the ovulation is...
And that's... So you're unable to ovulate, so...
Mm-hmm.
So you don't become pregnant, and there is a 99% chance of preventing pregnancy with this.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of crazy that even though it's permanent, there's still that 1% chance.
Yeah,
that little...
Right? Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. Next up, we have the IUD.
That is a small T-shaped device that is placed inside of the uterus by a healthcare provider to also prevent pregnancy 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, less than 1 out of 100 women will get pregnant each year if they use an IUD.
Mm-hmm.
The IUDs, I believe, come non-hormonal. So the copper one and the hormonal one, which is plastic options. They actually last 3 to 10 years, depending on the type you use.
Yeah, a lot of people get them taken out, though, just because they have a lot of side effects that can cause... what's the word? Like, just not healthy. Like, it's...
Like, the risk kind of outweigh the benefits. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
Then, another thing that they, people can get is called, they can get implants.
Oh, what's
and
that?
Implants are a small rod placed underneath the skin in the upper arm by a healthcare provider to prevent 99% of pregnancies.
How does that work?
Basically, what this implant does, it lasts for about 3 years, and it releases the hormone known as progestin, and this stops the ovaries from releasing eggs, and it thickens the cervical mucus, so it is difficult for sperm to enter the uterus.
Oh, I was like, in the upper arm, I feel like, I was like, that doesn't anything, right?
Yeah, if you just get, like, what's that gonna do, but no, it,
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. What about, the next one,
Jamie? So there's the shot, which is also hormonal. This one is also an injection given by a medical professional, of the hormone progestin. Sorry, I thought I pronounced something, progesterone or something. Progestin in the arm or the hip, and it can last 3 months. Mm-hmm. And this also prevents pregnancy, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah. But yeah, this you have to get more frequently
because
it doesn't last as long. But it sort of acts in the same way as the implant.
Yeah, where it's releasing the hormone that will basically stop the ovary from releasing eggs and, like, thickens the cervical mucus. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult for the sperm to enter the uterus.
Right. And next up, we have something called the vaginal ring. And this is a flexible ring that is inserted into the vagina each month for 3 weeks at a time. And this prevents, again, pregnancy, or 99% of pregnancies.
Wait, so you, for 3 months, 3 weeks at a time?
Yeah.
So is it, like, something that you do, or is it a medical professional has to do?
This is something that you do.
Ah.
Yep. This goes there, and for 3 weeks at a time, I would assume probably, like, the week that it is not meant for your period.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically works the same way as the other types of birth control, where it releases hormones that stop the ovaries from releasing eggs. Thickens the cervical mucus, so it's difficult for sperm to enter the uterus.
Oh, okay. And then the next one I think there is a patch, which is applied like a sticker, basically, weekly on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere except for the breasts. And again, this works the exact same way as the other ones do.
That is how you prevent the pregnancy. It's all about the egg and the sperm, and if the egg does not meet the sperm, you're not going to get pregnant.
But you can also have the hormones that can stop the ovaries from...
Right.
Producing that egg.
Yes, ma'am.
See, you can't shoot a shot if you don't have the net.
Mm-hmm. And then next up, probably one of the most common forms of birth control, and that is...
The pill!
The pill. Pills. And birth control pills are normally taken by, or are taken by women, and something we'll get into a little bit about later about why there aren't male birth control.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, women take it. Again, prevents... stops ovaries from releasing eggs.
Yeah.
Does the same spiel.
It's taking the pill... sorry. Taking the pill, like, at the same time every day for...
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my thing is, what happens if you don't take it at the same time every day?
Probably a couple things. So, one, I think the reason why healthcare providers ask you to take it at the same time every day is just to build routine.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the pill probably has... a certain half-life.
Mm-hmm.
So after not taking it for a certain period of time, whatever potency that the previous pill had that you took the day before is probably no longer effective or not as effective. So you still have a higher chance of getting pregnant if you don't take it in time.
It's almost like in my head what I'm thinking, like, you go in for a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
And let's say the next person doesn't come in for that shift.
Mm-hmm.
The work's not being done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's how I...
That's a good way... That's a good analogy.
Okay, okay. I'm just making sure that was, like, a clear... Okay. Okay. Okay, so we talked about the pill. The pill is very common. I feel like that's just what a lot of people are presented as like, the initial...
Yeah.
...birth control, but there's definitely other ones, too. Oh, there's also the other common one of the condom.
Yeah.
Which is... Actually prevents pregnancy 98% of the time. This is for the men.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone knows, for the most part... how the condom works. It mm-hmm. basically stops the sperm from entering
mm-hmm.
During ejaculation. But there's also female condoms.
Yeah.
Which are inserted into the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And they prevent pregnancy 95% of the time.
Yeah.
There is that whole... We'll go more into, like, a discussion with this, but... condoms are more viewed as the more affordable, accessible forms of birth control
mm-hmm.
as they also protect against STDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why I think when they say, like, you take the pill, but also wear a condom.
Yeah, that's an important point.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you're taking the pill doesn't mean you're not gonna...
Yet. Not get an STD.
Yeah.
Yes.
Might not get pregnant, but you could get other things.
So yes.
Always wear a condom.
Yes.
Yeah, there's also emergency contraception, which mm-hmm. is, a lot of people know as, like, a plan B,
mm-hmm.
and, it can be used up to 5 days after unprotected sex, and it can come from either a pill form or a, copper IUD, which have varying degrees of effectiveness,
mm-hmm.
and again, it works in the same sort of capacity.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Oh.
What about, There's a couple more here.
Yes. There's also, spermicide, which is made with, like, you know, like, insecticide, pesticides and stuff. It's made with sperm-killing chemicals, which prevent pregnancy 82% of the time. This is definitely something I haven't heard of. to be honest, until, like, researching about this. Mm-hmm. But this is essentially placed inside the vagina shortly before sex, and so the spermicides actually block the cervix and keep the sperm from joining with an egg.
Oh, we have a question from the audience.
From the live audience.
Not a question, but a comment.
Yes.
A lot of spermicide, or a lot of condoms also come with spermicide.
Mm.
Like, placed inside.
Or, like, on the...
Where it matters.
Oh, okay.
On the outside.
On the outside or the tip? The tip of the outside.
I'm not sure exactly. I just know they come with it.
Oh. I thought it was, like, on the outside, and then, like, some of them also have, like, lube and
Wherever it is, it's gonna go where you can't get pregnant.
You're right.
It's only important... Yeah, okay.
Yes. And then the last... Did you want to go on with the last two?
Yeah, so last two are... there's one that just stems from fertility awareness and, you know, education. So, being familiar with, tracking your monthly period cycle, natural family planning, stuff like that. And then the last one, not the most effective method, but it is still considered a method. It's called the pull-out method, where right before ejaculation, mm-hmm. the penis is removed out of the vagina. So
yes.
Sperm does not meet the egg.
I don't know if you mentioned this, but it prevents pregnancy 73% of the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is a much higher
yeah.
percentage than I thought it would, to mm-hmm. be honest. Yes, it is not 98, but I thought it was going to be like a solid 30%. So we went through all the methods. I think, as I mentioned before, talking about how condoms are more considered the more affordable and accessible, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to acknowledge how even living in Canada or even in Ontario where, like, there's free healthcare,
mm-hmm.
Being able to get access to birth control for low-income families is mm-hmm. definitely a challenge that they face, for sure.
Yeah.
I was reading a study where they said that 30 to 40% of pregnancies in Canada are not intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And of that 30 to 40%, most of them tend to be affecting either young adults, recent immigrants, or those of low socioeconomic status,
mm-hmm.
which is honestly, like, bizarre to me, because it's like, again, free healthcare, we think. I thought birth control was covered by, like, at least with OHIP,
mm-hmm.
but apparently it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, especially too, a lot of people, like, from personal mm-hmm. experience, I guess. There was a generic brand that I was using for a little while,
mm-hmm.
and that caused, like, a lot of, there was some unfortunate side effects mm-hmm. that didn't make me feel too great,
mm-hmm.
but then switching to a more, like, brand name, it's significantly more expensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not always the most feasible thing for people to afford, but mm-hmm. it's ridiculous, because if you want, if you want to prevent unwanted pregnancies and
yeah.
everything that comes along with it, it, needs to be more affordable, more accessible, more widely available.
Did you know that, so on average, birth control pills can cost up to $50 per month, while, like, depending on the brand and mm-hmm. insurance cost, of course, while condoms are at a cost of $1 each.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually insane. Because, yes, that's, like, they do help prevent STDs and all that stuff, but sometimes women want to go, like, again, we can also talk about how girls don't go on birth control just for as a contraceptive use,
could be
right,
for their periods, could be yeah
for regulating stuff, for acne and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right, which is also kind of like, I understand why it might cost more, but at the same time, it's just unfair. Like, that's what I, like,
mm-hmm.
I think that's my opinion on this.
Yeah, I think another important thing to bring up that we sort of alluded to when we were talking about the birth control pills
mm-hmm.
is the fact that right now they're only available for women. There's no male birth control
mm-hmm.
pills. And that's an interesting conversation, because if you just look at it surface level,
mm-hmm.
it's like, why are we responsible and have the onus of, taking the
yeah.
birth control pill, paying for it,
yes,
dealing with the side effects, all that sort of stuff.
Yes. There's even, like, the myth of, like, men can't handle, like, the effects of birth control or something, but
mm-hmm.
women are, like, be able like are just mentally and physically stronger to withstand it.
Yeah.
But there's actual science behind it, right?
Yeah. So with women, if you think about the ovulation cycle, right? Women each month release an egg,
mm-hmm.
right? Versus men who release literally like millions of sperm mm-hmm. each day.
Yeah.
So the amount of hormones that men would have to take in order to subdue all the sperm that they have mm-hmm. would be to the point where it's unhealthy a lot of the time for them to have, like, to be consuming that amount of hormones.
Yeah.
So it's easier to, you know, stop that one egg or, like, those only, like, the couple that women produce mm-hmm. each month versus, like, the millions, hundreds of millions, I guess.
Like I said, before, it's easier to catch one instead yep. of catching them all.
Yeah, truly. Yeah, so, but there are a lot of companies right now that are trying to develop male birth control pills,
mm-hmm.
But that's been in the works for a very, very long time, and hopefully, though, within the next 10, 15 years, more yeah. will come from it.
Like, there's other birth control methods where, like, vasectomies
mm-hmm.
are used, but apparently, like, of those thousands that are performed in the U.S., only 9% of sexually active men actually get vasectomies versus, like, 27% of women who get, like, the tubes tied.
Yeah.
Which also goes on to the whole, like, one of, like, the most common methods of, like, contraceptions in Canada are female sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that would be one of the top ones, right? It's at, like, 18.6% versus the pill, which is 12.6%.
Oh, I didn't know it was that high.
Yeah. Like, I thought the pill was definitely, like, one of the highest, but apparently getting the tubes tied. This is from a survey back mm-hmm. in 2015 to 2017. I don't know if that means it's changed as of recent years, but...
One thing that's important to also consider, like, I don't know, like, with our age group, mm-hmm. like, it might be considered out of this world. Like, why would someone get their tubes tied or something yeah. right now, but... Like, if the average age group of whatever people that were surveyed are
oh,
in like
yes.
30s,
it's age,
40s, 50s.
It's 15 to 49. So it does include, like...
Yeah, like, older individuals.
Yes.
But, yeah, I feel like there's also that myth that, like, men who get vasectomies can't experience pleasure anymore. That also... or, like, it changes the experience. So
yeah.
a lot of times people, or men specifically, don't get vasectomies because they have that sort of mindset. But
mm.
it's rooted in miseducation. So, yeah, it's important for healthcare providers when you talk about birth control methods.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not entirely accurate.
Yeah.
Here's why.
But it's crazy to know, like, that female sterilization is one of, like, is definitely higher. But it is also very common in... I was gonna say in different cultures too,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you mentioned this, like outside of this
yeah.
episode about indigenous individuals.
Yeah, there's so before the 1970s in Canada and even like many other places in the world, but Canada specifically, there was legislation that allowed healthcare providers to, without acquiring complete informed consent. To perform tubal ligations and forced sterilization on women they deem to be feebly minded,
mm-hmm.
so like incompetent or have some sort of disability.
Yeah.
And it's no longer legal anymore, and it's
mm-hmm.
definitely immoral, but there was a Senate report that came out last year, I believe, and it said that, and a bunch, or I think it was like 17 or 18 Indigenous women came forward saying that one of them, even as recently as 2019, they were coerced into getting forced sterilization from their healthcare provider without
wow.
receiving informed consent.
Wow.
Like, there was even this one messed up story where this woman was like, she just received some sort of surgery or
mm-hmm.
something like that. And the doctor, or I think, no, she actually had just given birth,
mm-hmm.
and the doctor was trying to convince her to, like, not to get her tubes tied or to get her tubes cauterized.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have any more children, but she was like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting forced into it, but there's still a lot of court proceedings that are going on about it, so.
For sure.
But still very messed up.
Like, it's definitely, scary. Like, female sterilization, if that's a method that you want to choose,
mm-hmm.
and you consent to choosing that, and you don't feel forced to doing that, then go for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in situations where it might be forced,
it's unethical. It's
yes.
wrong, it's immoral, it's all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and that goes not just with this, but like with all the birth control methods that we talked about today, ask your healthcare provider, because some of them can cause unfortunate side effects that might not be suitable for you, but you can have a conversation about that with your doctor, and hopefully you'll find the most effective method.
Thank you for tuning in this episode. Stay tuned for next episode.
Well, the next one.
Yep.
And yep, I'm excited for the next one. We won't say what it is, but I'm excited.
I almost forgot what it was, and then I remembered, and now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Bye-bye.
Bye.